This is Arnold Stevenson reporting for UNnews. Plainsville, Kansas. A Kansas resident who wishes to remain anonymous was playing a simple game of Monopoly with his family and close associates when he realized something shocking. That the die he was playing with was, in fact, broken. Every time we rolled that dice, it landed on one, the man announced in a statement to the press, meaning that the game lasted forever. No one really likes Monopoly anyway. I mean, come on. But my inability to pass go and collect $200 frequently made it, like, beyond boring. The man tested the dice by rolling it constantly, and sure enough, it landed on one without fail. The man brought it to a local stuffy intellectual math-type guy, who conducted a study. We rolled the die 1,000 times. Each time, he rolled a 1. The problem with this dice is that we have absolutely no clue if it always rolls a 1, or if this is simply the most unlikely succession of die rolling in the history of all dice kind. The intellectual also noted that the die was no loaded. I detected no alcohol content. The die is certainly not a cheat die, commonly referred to as a loaded die. When the intellectual got told that was a different definition of loaded, he replied in huff, "My job is statistical analysis of probability. I don't have time to keep track of all your youthful, teenaged slanguage." The die has been sent to NASA. Update. It appears that the case of a broken die has been solved. It turns out that the die was, in fact, one-sided. However, its one-sidedness was not achieved the conventional way with a sphere. No, it wasn't a sphere, NASA scientist Eugene F. Kranz confirms. Rather, the die was literally one-sided. Imagine, if you will, a coin that is perfectly flat. It has two sides, and flipping the coin will result in a 50-50 odds of landing on either side. Now imagine that coin only has a head side, and that tails is in the vacuous state of non-existence. That's what this die is. The owner of the die successfully sued Parker Brothers, publishers of a game of Monopoly and a wholly owned subsidiary of Hasbro, for a staggering $2.3 billion in Monopoly play money, or about $12 in US dollars.